Blind Cool Tech, March 29, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational, it's Blind Cool Tech. And now, here's your host, Larry Skutkan.
It's March 29. Yeah, 7:19, as a matter of fact. Hey, y'all. How you doing? We are on our way to work and wanted to chat with you. Someone suggested we do a CSUN wrap-up. And that is exactly what we're going to do this morning. So I hope you'll put on your walking shoes. Let me lock this door. And join us for about 40 minutes while we walk up to APH, where I work. This podcast, by the way, lock that door. It is also going to cover a few other things. Let's see, I've got a big can of nuts here I'm going to bring to work with me. I tried to bring them yesterday, but I was carrying my laptop as well, and they wouldn't both fit in the bag. I guess I'll wait and put that bag on until I get my coat. While I'm thinking about it, Jamie Crowell has a Packmate for sale. It's the, I don't even know the model number. But apparently it's with the Braille display and has got 2 years of SMA that goes with it, software maintenance agreement. But you can get more details from Jamie at the following email address. jcrowell, that's J-C-R-O-W-E-L-L, come on little buddy, at intrex.net. That's intrex.net. He's a good doggy, huh? Oh, little buddy. Did you have a rough time at CSUN? Oh, I can't get over how much work that is on a dog out there. One of my dogs I had taken to an NFB convention, not even a month after I got him, and that was not a good thing to do. That's probably one of the worst environments you can put a dog into, one of the toughest for them. Excuse me, I've still got the lingerings of this cold that's been hanging on for about 2 weeks now, seems like. It was bad at CSUN, too. All right, I think we're ready to hit the road here. Let's see. What am I forgetting? Nothing. Oh, man, that can of nuts isn't all that comfortable. Let's see if I can rearrange it. There we go. All right, little buddy. I don't think we'll need gloves or anything. I believe it's about 42 or so. He's a good doggy. I presume you guys caught that chat. Oh, it's not that bad out here. About the clicker training the other day. And I'm amazed. You know, I never heard anything about clicker training until just, here on Blind Cool Tech. And I've heard so much about it since then. It's unreal. I was talking with Sue Martin, in fact, from the VA. And she's using it on her dog. In fact, we recorded that. I'm not sure whether we're going to post it or not. I did it with the Olympus, and it just doesn't sound as good in the exhibit hall as, you know, a recorder that doesn't have all the limiting and gain control and so forth. But one thing I meant to talk with her about, and I'll just throw it out here for discussion, and that is the idea of mental communication between the dog and the owner, or handler, as they refer to them at the school where I got my dog, Seeing Eye. So I don't even remember where I've read about this, but apparently there's some people have the ability to communicate with animals mentally. And I know this sounds a little far-fetched, but I have, as I was reading this, and I apologize for not knowing the source of this material. Good boy. Good boy. I thought that guy was going to turn right out in front of me, but he waited. Thank you. I've noticed that, you know, I could relate to some of the things they were saying. So apparently it's a different way of communicating. You may communicate with more on a dog's level. So instead of using language, you use images, positive images. And by the way, that's, you know, I'm sure this point has been well understood, but the beauty of this clicker training is it's all positive. And positive is always good. And that's the way this mental communication works. So I remember a couple of years ago I actually tried this with Fred, I'm sure on a most amateur basis. And I saw enough results to make me more interested in the topic, but I never really followed up on it. Whew, as I say every day right here, what a hill. What a hill. You're a good dog, though, buddy. Before we get to the CSUN wrap-up, just a couple of little housekeeping items. Our little friend is back. I think you remember me talking to you about spoofing email and sending words that will actually crash the Eloquence text-to-speech engine to the Blind Cool Tech mailing list. Well, good boy. Good doggy. That's it, little buddy. Well, this person is taking the spoofing a little further and spoofed both me and Neil's address. I hadn't seen the one that purports to be from Neil, but the one from me is basically along the lines of I went to CSUN and blind people stunk, and there's a bunch of cuss words in there. I don't know if that was supposed to enrage me or what, but had enough. I thought I knew why we were victims of this petty, annoying little tick. But apparently I was off the mark. And I would appeal to you, whoever you are, you know, what do you want? I don't, is it just chaos? Is that the end goal and there's nothing in particular about Blind Cool Tech or any of the members? So if you haven't been on the mailing list, you probably aren't really even aware of this because the podcast has been going on smoothly, but the list has been quite interesting and annoying. Combine that with the fact that Free Lists has apparently got a problem or two. Well, this little nut is unsubscribing people from the list now, but even before that, Free Lists would think someone was unsubscribed, you'd still get mail, but you just couldn't post. Now, that wasn't our little friend. But I've got messages into Free Lists and the authorities, because no one appreciates having, well, I won't say vulgar. Well, it was vulgar. Just an outright, I don't even know what words you call it, but it infuriates you. And it really opens your eyes up to the vulnerabilities of email. In fact, Chris Ekstrom did a good piece on pretty good privacy. I also like to explore the Microsoft solution. I actually tried to set it up in Outlook Express, but when I press the little button for digital ID, I get a page not found, so I'll have to look into that a little more. Again, this isn't really the answer to this situation. It's just a little extra safeguard for anyone who is in the know that wants to ensure that a message is from you. It makes it possible to do that. Unfortunately, in case here, you know, anybody reading that list, if they didn't know who I was, they'd see this message and say, wow, that guy's a real crackpot or whatever. So no, I don't appreciate that at all. What we're gonna do, we're gonna leave that list open, but I'm tired of screwing with it. I guess you won this little battle, buddy. But Chevron Backrew, I believe that's how you pronounce your name, sorry if that's not right, has graciously offered to, and has already done so, set up the list on his list server, and he's even going to moderate it. Now, this still won't stop spoofing. And by the way, you cannot kick someone off the list for sending those messages either, because, you know, it's not the person whose email it appears to be from who it's actually from. Jake must see a dog up here. So it's really kind of a sticky situation, and like I said before, really highlights the vulnerabilities of email and the insecurity of it. So anyway, if you're interested in... Hey! I'll be darned, we must have triggered off their motion detector. Liz and I did that the other night when we were walking by in here. I think that's a little restaurant. Anyway, if you're... Well, first of all, if you haven't got a fix for this eloquence... excuse me. Crashing, I urge you to do that, because there's no sense in laying yourself open to, good boy, that kind of vulnerability. But if you're interested in returning to some civilized and fascinating chat about a lot of good topics, as the list undoubtedly has been and still is, it's just, you know, this spoofing kind of sort of like somebody throws some nasty smell into the room or something, you know, it just makes it so much less appealing to be around there. But if you want to check out this other list, send a blank email to blindcooltech@lovetobeablindy.net. And the spelling on this is a little odd, so let me give it to you. It's L-U-V, the digit 2, letter B, letter A, and blindy. I thought he was going to come out in front of me. Blindy is B-L-Y-N-D-I. So blindcooltech@lovetobeablindy.net. No, I'm sorry, blindcooltech-subscribe@lovetobeablindy.net. So, Mr. Bakru is going to moderate the messages as they need to be. He'll turn it off in moderation when things calm down, and I'm sure our little annoying pest will be back at some point. So we'll just go back to moderation at that point. And, you know, actually, this has been so such an eye-opening experience. One of the things that happened in this whole thing was that, you know, I run a lot of mailing lists. And I've found over the years that the low volumes that we have in this industry and the sometimes the level of skill with a new person just trying to learn their computer, it has been a good idea to allow subscriptions and unsubscriptions to the lists without confirmations. But, and so I did that with this list too. Not a good idea. I gave this guy free will to unsubscribe people as soon as he found this out. So we switched back to confirmation on both signing up and leaving the list. And that's the way it'll be on the new list, too. Neil, I sure hope you will continue to be the official curator, moderator, I should say, sorry, of either or both list. Chevron, you volunteered to do some moderating, too, so I'll definitely take you up on that. And really appreciate you setting up this list. It's I think, you know, when someone first suggested the list, I wasn't that keen on the idea, but it has turned out to be such an interesting adjunct to the podcast, where you can get more information from people that have submitted podcasts, and, well, just discuss anything you want. It's wide open. Even Eloquence crash streams. The spoofing email won't be tolerated. I can't help wonder what this little person wants. What this little fly, this annoying tick on my cheek. What the hell do you want? I mean, just write me an email and tell me. You just want us all to go start causing destruction? Is that what it is? Well, that ain't gonna happen. But I'm curious. I mean, it's too late to negotiate with you. I think you have crossed the line with those email spoofs. So, I really would be interested to know what the heck you want, though. So anyway, if you're interested in a calmer experience, that list is available as at least a temporary measure, possibly longer. I know for a fact as well that some people are seeking legal action against this little character. I don't really have any comment on that, but I think it's appropriate. You know, you don't go around sending an email from someone that you purport to be someone and say things that, well, you just plain don't send an email purporting to be someone else. That is bordering right on the fringes of identity theft. And it's ridiculous. Okay, enough of that. CSUN, wow, what a conference. What a conference. I was talking with Clarence yesterday, and he agreed. I mean, it was pretty much, good boy. Okay, that's it. Pretty much nonstop from 5 a.m. to 10 at night. It was pretty crazy. Good dog. The quality of the presentations was outstanding. I'm sure there was a dud or two, but I didn't see them. Good boy. I'll comment on some of the sessions I did go to and the exhibits. I don't actually know what the attendance numbers were. It seemed a little less chaotic this year, but I believe that might have been partially because in previous years they had allowed the public in on Saturdays, giving them free passes to check out the exhibit hall. And about, while there were some interested people, I have to admit that a good amount of them were just there for the free candy and balloons and stuff, so it made for some real chaos. Well, this year they kind of spread them out over the 4 days of the conference, so that helped a little from the perspective of a booth person running a booth. You know, these conferences are not only about the sessions in the exhibit hall, but it's all about networking and good morning. I'm talking with other people interested in assistive technology in a big way that are actually making products or doing research. So it's always good to get the perspective and catch up with what those kind of people have been doing. I ran into several people that I was very glad to get updates on the kind of things they're doing. And of course, I already told you, I considered the product of the whole show to be that icon from Levelstar. If you haven't checked out the Breakfast with Mark and the Icon Demo podcasts, do check those out. Very interesting stuff. One of the first sessions I went to was... Are we going out in the street here? Left. Stay left. Oh, there's a car pulled. Good boy. Was the Java and GNOME accessibility session from CSUN. And I learned some things there. And some really interesting stuff, in fact, which that is also up on the Blind Cool Tech website, so check that out. We've actually got just a few more presentations, some exhibit hall sessions that we'll be sharing with you. One of them that's kind of fun, Roger and I took the quick run through both exhibit halls, and it wasn't the kind of thing where I really had time to chat and get to know what was going on, so it could have been a lot more interesting, but I think it'll give you the flavor for the excitement, the atmosphere, dedication of these people that are manning these exhibit booths, and the quality and breadth of material. It's just impressive. I also encourage you to check out blindaccessjournal.com. Daryl Shandro recorded several sessions. Jeffbishop.com, Desert Skies Podcast, got several good sessions up there, and these guys really focused more on the technical aspects of windows and access, so really check those out. Those are fascinating. I tried to spend a good deal of my time in some of the more orientation and mobility, sound localization, pedestrian wayfinding type of...
Oh, Jesus. I
didn't scare you, did we? Sorry. You all right?
I'm awake.
That's better than coffee, wasn't it? Didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, you're fine.
We came up behind her on the right and caught her by surprise. Good boy. So, I wait a minute. Okay. Jeez, I hate that when that happens. I actually lost track of where I was. Whew, I don't like to do that. You know, I think I've mentioned to you before, when you're walking and talking, it seems like the time goes by much more quickly than when you're just thinking or walking. It's easy to skip a few blocks and not realize it, like I just did. So anyway, I tried to spend my time... Yeah, there's a railroad tracks right there. That is unbelievable. At some of those kinds of sessions, and I actually recorded a few more, but I was unable to obtain permission, and I don't want to post anything up there without proper permission from the speaker. So, probably won't be posting those. I really highly encourage CSUN and ATIA to take a serious look at this podcasting and offer the entire conference as podcasts in future years. There's no reason why you couldn't set up a blindness, low vision, RSS feed. I think Daisy was one of the topics. They've got them all broken up into areas. Deafness is one. Mobility. So that if a person was interested in getting all this information, and you know, maybe if you wanted to sell it, that would probably be all right, or just, you know, wait a few weeks and post the information up there for free for people. I'm not telling you how to run your business, but I think that would be such a fantastic resource. I highly encourage anyone putting on this kind of conference to do that. We actually did that at APH last year with the family planning conference. In fact, I hadn't mentioned this in a while. That material's still up there, and we're planning on adding to it, but and we will. And let me just make sure I can give you the correct RSS feed for that training and information podcast. It's mainly right now the family conference that Bert Boyer conducted here. Was it last fall? Anyway, it's feeds.feedburner.com/training and information. So, some good material up there. And I hope to continue with more. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. You know, when you compare CSUN with ATIA, they're both great conferences, but I don't know what it is about CSUN. Maybe partially it's the fact that I just know the lay of the land a little better, and I'm able to get around the hotel and the conference room. I was able to get to the conference center and everything just fine over there too in Orlando, but that's just part of it. You know, it might be that I'm just more used to this hotel, and there's more opportunities for things to walk to around there. Not that there isn't at ATIA as well. It's just that I guess I haven't learned where to go and what's available. And plus, it's, whoa, what a street to cross. If I remember right, it was about a light too, so that was a little bit intimidating. You know what, this signal hadn't been working last couple days. I may just walk on down to the next one. I don't know what I did before they put this talking signal here. In fact, that was kind of a funny story. This was a regular signal, and then when I retired Fred and went and got Jake, I was walking to work the first morning, and I was wondering to myself, how am I going to find this crossing? We're going to go ahead and go. Good boy. And I'll be darned if they didn't have it as one of the talking signals, so turned into a non-issue. Anyway, overall CSUN impressions. I haven't been to the one in England. Paul Hopkins is going to do some extensive coverage on that. Talked with him again this morning on an email. Really, we're looking forward to that, Paul. In fact, Paul sent in another nice sound scene tour of the coast, vacation on the coast in England there. So be looking for that tonight or tomorrow. But back to CSUN wrap up. Terrific show. If you only had one to go to, I guess I would have to pick this one. For the quality of the presentations, the ease of getting around. And don't get me wrong, ATIA is good too. In fact, I would hazard a guess that most of the vendors that attend one will attend the other. And same way with the presentations. I guess I just can't put my finger on what exactly it is about CSUN. I will say that one of the things, there's always so much information there, you can never really get it all, which is why I would love to have podcasts of all the sessions. But one of the things that kind of disappointed me was the fact that it seems like Sun is just I mean, from an outside perspective, I've been hearing about GNOME accessibility for years, and I honestly don't.
Hello,
great, how you doing?
All right.
Don't really know that it's for sure actually usable today by a person. If any of you are using it, love to get some casts from you and talk about the real advantages and disadvantages. I mean, I can certainly see some not even being an experienced user. Now, I have not tried Orca out yet. I put my hands on it over at the Sun booth, and it looked pretty good from just, you know, what little I was standing there and able to do. But I tried Gnopernicus out, well, back when Mark Mulcahy did the Gnopernicus cast for, or shows for Main Menu demonstrations. And I couldn't get it. It wasn't productive enough for me to use at that point. Now, you could do some things, just a little too frustrating. And it's not an easy thing to do, believe me, or everybody would be doing it. You know, I still go back to this. I know all the big vendors are saying the off-screen model approach to screen reading is obsolete. I don't buy it, though. I don't buy it for a minute. There's a lot you can do without it, but there's a lot of times when you do need it, too. And I don't know what I could do or anybody could do to convince Microsoft or someone in the open source world with Linux to actually create an OSM that other vendors could use, other students or whatever. And we've talked about this so many times, but what I was really going to say is I was disappointed to see that IBM and Sun are both working on a screen access program for Linux. I don't know why they couldn't just join forces, since it is open source. But I'm really just an outside observer of this process. There may be some strong and valid reasons for not doing so. I just don't happen to know what they are. It just seems, from a user's perspective, it's kind of a waste of effort. What do we got, a weed eater or a chainsaw over there this time of morning? All right, we're beside the driveway. Oh man, I gotta get in there. Letting Jake have a little relief here, and I will bid you farewell. One other thing I was going to say before we say goodbye is I apologize. I am not good at evaluating or giving my take on, you know, what things mean and like the CSUN conference overall. I'm too concrete. I was in the Daryl and Jeff's room talking with them the other day, and you know, they were commenting on statements that were made by Microsoft representatives and what they mean. I can't do that. I have no way of knowing that stuff, and I guess I really don't even think about it that much. So I do apologize for that. Hopefully you'll get enough information around here to whet your appetite for a conference like that. And if you do have a chance to go to a state conference, a technology conference, I know there's a lot of local ones, I definitely recommend you checking that out. It's hard to get real detailed information in a booth, but it can be done. And at least it'll get you started. You might find something you didn't know about. Well, this has been Larry Skukan for Blind Cool Tech, and we will talk with y'all soon. Have a great one. My little buddy.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people and issues, right, with Larry Skutkan. To contact Blind Cool Tech, leave a comment on the audio line at 206-984-9203.
Inside.
Email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.
Inside. Hey.
How you doing, Larry?
All right. What in the world you got going there, Perry?
I got a board going.
Oh, okay.
All these leaves around here.
Got you working hard this morning.
I'm going to over to school. And let them pay it up there.
I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Huh?
You think they're going to like that?
I don't know. I won't tell them back.
All right. Mom's the word. Have a good one, Perry. Good doggy.